And if they caught a cold, then it affected their throat, like their voice. Like they'd say their voice was
hoarse.
And if they were going, you'd say they had a
cough.
Now, if you were, one night you might be sitting around, you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
tired.
And would you say drowsy or sleepy?
Drowsy. Either one. Probably might, sleepy, but.
Probably sleepy. You might say, it's 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Get up. Wake up.
And if somebody came to see you one Saturday or something, Bill was still sleeping, and you'd have to say, well, you know, he's still sleeping, I'll have to go.
Wake him?
Mm-hmm. Now, if a doctor gave you some medicine, and he was scolding you because it was still full, he might look at the bottle and say, why haven't you
taken this
and
medicine?
And then you'd say, yesterday I
took some,
and tomorrow I'll
take some.
If a person can't hear anything at all, you say they're stone
deaf.
And if you've been working hard, and you came in, and your shirt was all wet, you'd say, look how I
sweated.
A sore that comes to a head, you'd say that's a
boil.
And the stuff that comes out of a boil is
pus.
Some of these are charming. Now, talking about your hand getting bigger, you might say, a bee stung me and my hand
swelled up.
And you might say, it's still pretty badly
swollen.
In a war, if a person, if a person got shot, you'd say they had a bullet
wound.
Have you ever heard of anything, an area around a wound called proud flesh?
Mm-mm. I've heard that.
You've heard that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like a dog being proud with pups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a
term.
A term of a kind of a medical.
I've never heard that.
Medical term or something.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a cut on your finger, you might paint it with this brown stuff.
Mercurochrome.
Okay, and then the, I think even earlier than the stuff that stings.
Methylate.
Iodine.
Oh, iodine.
Yeah. Okay, if you had malaria, you'd have to take.
Good grief.
Sounds like iodine.
Quinine.
Okay. If a person was shot and they didn't recover, you'd say that he
died.
Right. Another way of saying died might be, you know,
passed away, passed into the great beyond. All these weird things.
How about any funny ways of saying it? Like somebody finally, like that old skin vent.
Kick the bucket.
Yeah. Okay, if you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, I don't know what he
died of.
Mm-hmm. The place where people are buried is
cemetery, graveyard.
The box that people are buried in is
coffin, casket.
The ceremony when people die is called
funeral.
When somebody dies and people are all dressed in black, you'd say they're in
mourning.
If you met somebody on the street, they said, how are you? And you were just kind of so-so, you might say, well,
I'm okay.
If somebody was troubled about something, you might say, oh, you'll come out all right. Just
don't worry.
The disease that people get, especially old people, get in their joints is called
rheumatism, arthritis.
Now, a disease that people don't have much anymore because we get shots for it, that it used to be that they would get sores on the inside of their throat. Diphtheria. The disease that makes people's skin turn yellow.
Jaundice.
And if you had to have your appendix taken out, you'd have an attack of
appendicitis.
And if somebody ate something that didn't agree with them and they couldn't keep it down, you'd say they have to
vomit, throw up, regurgitate.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person vomited and they wanted, you know, about to vomit, they wanted you to know where they were sick, they'd say, I'm sick
to my stomach or at my stomach. I say I'm either one.
If a young couple were going out together a lot and they were not seeing other people, you'd say they were
going steady.
And they would say that they would call him her
steady boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah. And then they would call her his
girlfriend.
Okay. And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, somebody might say, oh, you've been